Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts, this is a Super Flex Super Show. Your main source for strategy, speculation, player values, and all things Super Flex. With innovative strategies like QBX and the Super Flex Flywheel, exercises like Tenderflex, Super Six, Your Nuts, and Next Week This Week, the Super Show's Super Friends never lack the content you need to help you draft and manage your roster in the fastest growing fantasy football format, Super Flex. On the Super Flex Super Show. Enjoy your DLF podcast and stay sexy and super flexy.
Enemy target identified. Locking on in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to lock on to your favorite college and NFL prospects, powered by the brand that you come to know and trust. Destination Devi, welcome to the Elite Seekers Fantasy Football Podcast. Now introducing our host, the creator of the Elite Seekers Podcast. He goes by the name of Ben Eby. You can find him on all social media platforms at the Ben Eby. You ready to take flight? We locked on, ladies and gentlemen. Smash that subscribe button. Let's get them trophies brought back to the hotel. Here we go.
Hey, what's going on, Elite Seekers? Here we are, well into October now, and it has been a good month already. We are going to breeze through some of these high school classes. I'm going to go all over from 2024 to the incoming 2022 high school class that is into their senior season as of right now. And we're going to talk about some guys that are really standing out to me, some commitments that are happening, some guys that are just big performers with big time potential. And you know, a guy that is being already dubbed as the LeBron James of high school football. This kid is as talented as they come, but we won't get into that quite yet. I will save him for the end of the show, so make sure you check that one out. He is a stud in the making. But just as a recap, I wanted to tell you what you can do with this information. If you're playing a Devi or a Campus to Canton league, this stuff is really important. You might go, hey, these guys aren't in college yet. What am I supposed to do with this early information? But I think it gives you a distinct advantage over your league mates. It's going to allow you to understand who is coming in well before your league mates read up on some of these guys getting ready right before a draft. It's going to allow you to plan ahead as far as what picks you're going to go after in trades, as add-ins, as throw-ins. Because right now, the majority of Devi players or Campus to Canton players, they're not going to be putting a big time value on a lot of these future picks. So depending how far into the future your team is able to trade for picks for, it's going to make a big difference to know what guys are coming in next year, the year after, and even the year after that, because it's going to allow you to stockpile in a class that you feel comfortable with and really give you that flexibility to build out your team how you see fit. And really, that's going to give you the best chance to bring those trophies back to the home team. And that's what it's all about here at Elite Seekers. So as always, I'm looking for these guys that, of course, are going to be high risk, high reward. High risk in the fact that they're still in high school. There's a lot of football left to be played. There's a lot of the journey, a lot of the hoops that they still have to go through, a lot of challenges they're going to see well before then. Are these guys going to pick the right school? Are they going to get an opportunity? Are they going to avoid injuries? Now you throw NIL in the mix. Are we going to see guys start to look at other opportunities before attempting to make a bid at the NFL? Do their skills translate? Do they physically mature enough to make the NFL? Are they mentally stable? Like, are these guys tough enough to overcome the rigors that it really takes to make it to the pro level? These are all questions that I try to answer for you. I really try to do my research, but in a lot of cases, it's tough to find that info. You really have to dig, especially when you're looking at the mental side. You have to understand body language of a player. You have to understand the relationship with the coach. Does that coach have good relationships with other players as well? What type of coach is it? How do the players around them respond to positivity, to negativity? How do they overcome bad calls with the referee? What do they say on social media? What do they say in their interviews? These are all things that I believe are really valid factors when trying to determine when a kid is in high school, how far along he's going to make it in this process. And you're probably thinking to yourself, Ben, these kids are still kids. How do you have any idea? They still have time to mature. And you're absolutely right. But I do think that the foundation that they are building early on in their careers is really going to help lead them. Now, immaturity is going to be a piece of the pie. That happens. Not everybody is overly mature in their high school years. I know I wasn't, not even after that. It takes time. So you have to go out there and you have to understand, where is their emotion? Where are these actions coming from? What kind of body language are they showing and where does that come from? Because a lot of these guys are ultimate competitors. I know when I had my blowups playing basketball, it really came from that ultimate competitiveness. It came from not wanting to lose on a play, in a game, whatever that might be. So it came out in a very immature way because I didn't understand how to handle that yet. And the same can be said for a lot of these guys that we are looking at going into college, even in college, because it takes time to mature. So again, we're trying to filter through with the information we have. We're fully making predictions, and I understand we will be wrong sometimes, and that's okay. But I just want to set you up and give you a really, really good understanding as to what goes in behind the process when it comes to trying to understand what type of character we're looking at with some of these players. Yeah, we know the X's and O's. We can look at the times on the track. We can look at the times that they're getting for events and all of those measurables. That's great. We can look at their skill on the football field. That's great as well. But again, I think when you're trying to project the future, it's about all of these things together. Everything plays a part. So that's what I just want to let you know before we get into this. And I'm going to jump in. We're going to kick it off with the high school class of 2022 with a big commitment we just saw.
Elite target identified. Locking on in 3, 2, 1.
We're going to kick it off here in Texas, specifically Spearman, Texas, with Brennan Thompson, a 5'10", 165-pound wide receiver who is absolutely electric. He's getting recruited by schools like Oklahoma State, Texas, Oregon, Texas A&M, Alabama, and so on. Currently sitting with 36 offers out there, and he did have some visits on the books already. In his senior season, he's a guy that's just making plays across the board. Extremely fast. When I say extremely fast, I mean track speed that shows up on the field. Already verified at a 10.3 100 meter dash, 10.2 100 meter dash his sophomore season, running a 21.2 200 meter dash. Just crazy, crazy speed and absolutely destroying on the football field as well. He did win Newcomer of the Year as a sophomore for Texas District 3, 3A. Division 2, so definitely going to need a jump in competition having played at Division 2 currently in Texas high school football, so a little bit smaller school, but I don't think it's really going to matter too much. The frame might be more concerning than anything, but what we're seeing right now in college football is these guys with small frames, as long as they have, you know, great agility and speed and a lot of other metrics and can make guys miss and have some power while staying low, it's not mattering too much. And when you watch a player like Brennan Thompson, he just has a great ability to slip through tackles. And I think it's a little bit of, you know, a combination of the speed as well as just powerful legs. Yeah, he's a smaller frame, but those legs keep moving. And right when he realizes contact's about to be there, he kind of explodes through it. You see him rip through some leg tackles, which is tough to do. You typically see bigger backs being able to do that. But when you see a smaller guy do that as a wide receiver, it definitely stands out to me. So a lot of offers, as mentioned, but he has given us a commitment, and that is to the University of Texas, to Coach Sark. I think he's just an incredible weapon to add to what they have going on there. We already know what Xavier Worthy is doing in his true freshman season. Bringing that speed, as Coach Sark really knows how to use players of this type. I think Xavier Worthy is probably comparable to a Devonta Smith type player. I'm not saying he's going to end up being that level, although his ceiling is really, really high. But I feel like that's the type of player you're seeing Sark use him as. And I think that Brandon Thompson is a guy that he's going to be used in sort of that Jalen Waddle-ish role. Again, I'm not comparing these guys directly to Devonta Smith or Jalen Waddle. They got a long way to go. But from a build standpoint, from a skill set standpoint, from an extreme athleticism and speed standpoint, that's what you're looking at from these guys. So bringing on Brandon Thompson to this class just really helps them out. They've already been ranked number two nationally by 24/7 Sports in terms of the 2022 high school recruiting class. So this is just a big time deal for this school. And I think, again, he's going to be a great fit across from Xavier Worthy, or in the slot, as we're more likely to see him. He just does a great job. He can high point the ball at a smaller size using that athleticism. I'll be curious to see how the rest of the testing comes out. But if you watch him on the field, it's just incredible burst, an incredible ability to break away once he gets out in front of everybody. Nobody's catching him. And he's going to be a big-time playmaker. You're going to have a quarterback that's just going to be able to get the ball to these guys, and they're going to go out there and just make people miss. They're going to be yak monsters, and that's what you hope for in Brandon Thompson. I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue as far as it goes from going from Division II Texas high school, you know, to Division I college football with Texas, but it's something to monitor. Could take him a little time to adjust. So we'll see how that goes. But pay attention, Brandon Thompson, future star for Texas Longhorns.
Check it out. NFL football is finally back, baby. And there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Cowboys tickets or Rams tickets or Cardinals tickets anymore, because TickPick, that's T-I-C-K-P-I-C-K, is the original no-fee ticket site, and the only one you'll ever need is your go-to for all NFL tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NFL tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in purchase price. Listen, I know you want to go to a Cowboys game here in Texas, or you want to go see those awful Jaguars play on the road. TickPick has you covered. Visit TickPick.com/Debbie today and use the promo code Debbie to save $10 off your first order for those Dallas Cowboy tickets or whatever your favorite NFL team tickets are.
Target identified. Locking on in 3, 2, 1.
Next up, let's talk about DeAndre Moore Jr. out of the 2023 class. Coming in from Los Alamitos, California. This is a school that's becoming quite popular with DeAndre's choice of commitment. So this is going to be an interesting one. DeAndre Moore is a 5-star wide receiver. 5'11", 190. Definitely chiseled. You see him, you don't think he can move like he can move, because he is already built. He's going to be a guy that comes in and is probably ready for the college football game sooner than later, but he still has a couple years left. He's currently in his junior season. Didn't plan on committing until after his junior year. So that tells you he's probably pretty solid on his choice, having announced it much earlier than expected. He's a guy that is able to play corner, is able to play wide receiver, and actually transferred from the Las Vegas area, played for Desert Pines, wasn't able to play his sophomore season due to the season being canceled due to COVID, and ends up out in California with another name you may recognize. That's Malachi Nelson, my number one quarterback in the 2023 high school class. So this is a great pickup for what DeAndre Moore is going to be able to do at the college level. And he will be playing with the Oklahoma Sooners with Malachi Nelson. So that's a big deal. You're going to have guys coming in and just really understanding how to play with each other, having that chemistry. And you kind of wonder, did Malachi do a great job of recruiting? As we mentioned in some episodes a few months back, once Malachi committed early to the Oklahoma Sooners, he knew his job was going to be to go out there and recruit talent around him. That's why he committed so early in the process. So you love to see that. DeAndre chose the Sooners over his final five that included Alabama, Florida State, Oregon, and also USC. So, you know, those other schools are going to be disappointed, but that's all right. I think DeAndre chose the right school. Now, DeAndre and Malachi are playing a similar offense to what they're going to use at Oklahoma. So they're going to come in with chemistry. They're going to come in ready to play early on in the process. So, you know, Caleb Williams is already there at the quarterback position. We know that. But he'll be only 1 year out of the NFL draft, assuming he continues to stay atop of that class that he's in. So Malachi will have a chance to step in, you know, potentially for a few plays here and there right out of the gates. But most likely you're going to see him after 1 year, and probably same for, you know, the freshman wide receiver in DeAndre Moore Jr. So it's a great pickup for Oklahoma Sooners, a class that is already loaded, and they continue to recruit the heck out of Los Alamitos in California. So I think bringing in a kid like DeAndre Moore Jr. makes a lot of sense. He's a guy that can play on both sides of the ball, although they are definitely recruiting him for that wide receiver position. He's a great safety prospect on top of that. He's super physical, just crazy smart player. He has incredible body control. He likes to hit guys after he has the ball. He's a great yards after catch player. Someone that uses the muscle he has. You know, he doesn't look stiff out there. He looks like he's extremely fluid. He looks like a guy that just plays the game smooth, but enjoys football, enjoys the full scope of football. So I think, you know, he's going to help them in a lot of ways. He's a guy that's going to be able to beat you over the top, but be a really good possession receiver. And just the way they spread out that offense at Oklahoma, I think it's an incredible fit. Not even mentioning what we've already talked about is the chemistry he'll have coming in with Malachi Nelson after they get 2 years of full high school football together under their belt. So definitely a big time impact player. And there is a reason that DeAndre Moore Jr. earned his 5-star recruit rating. But we're definitely not done with the Oklahoma Sooners, and especially the class of 2023 or Los Alamitos High School. So let's go ahead and get right into our next recruit.
Target identified. Locking on in 3, 2, 1.
I told you we had to stick with the 2023 class, and we had to stick with Los Alamitos in California. Another wide receiver currently classed as an athlete, as he is elite in terms of ceiling on both sides of the ball. Whether he decides to play cornerback or wide receiver, I don't think it really matters. It's going to be a huge pickup, another 5-star pickup for the Oklahoma Sooners, and that makes them 3 for 3 for commitments out of Los Alamitos. And that's a major, major deal. I think, you know, not to mention these three players in Malachi Nelson, DeAndre Moore Jr., and Makai Lemon, not just talking about their skill set, but that chemistry piece cannot be underrated. These guys are going to get a chance to play in the SEC as Oklahoma moves over, and they're going to make some noise. I really believe that intangibles like this really allow you to have a chance at a national championship. And they're going to be going up against Alabama. They're going to be going up against LSUs and Georgias and all of the above. So they're going to have to be ready. And I think bringing on a guy like Makai Lemon is going to do that. Extremely fast twitch athlete, big kid, 6 foot, 180 pounds, just can move so well, so fluid, so natural in terms of everything he does. He has a crazy ceiling. And I'm really excited to see him kind of pick which side of the ball he's going to be on and fully commit, because anytime you got one of these athletes, I think, you know, they're so skilled across the board. But once they decide on which position is going to be the best fit for them, you really see them start to blossom and become a true elite prospect. And that's what we're looking at here with Makai Lemon. He is compared to Robert Woods, just to give you an idea, from 24/7 Sports. So Robert Woods is one of those guys, you can see him get carries, about 30 carries every year in the NFL for the Los Angeles Rams. You see him go out there and just become a yak monster, just run great routes, uses athletic ability across the board, and he had a heck of a career with USC. So that's what type of guy you're looking at with Makai Lemon here. He just great quickness, great change of direction. Just everything he does, he just understands the game. And his hands are incredible. Whether he's out there getting an interception or whether he's catching a pass on the offensive side of the ball, it doesn't really matter. He has the ability to just naturally adjust and effortlessly adjust to the ball. So makes a lot of spectacular plays there. But another huge five-star pickup that, again, is going to have that chemistry built up with Malachi Nelson. So Oklahoma Sooners 2023 class is a special one. Crazy, crazy class. Now, I don't talk about too many sophomores in high school, but I could not pass up the opportunity to tell you about Stacy Gage out of IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. This kid in the class of 2024 is 5'11", 200 pounds, already looks the part of a big-time college running back at such a young age, and just has such a feel for the game that we had to talk about him. He's already being touted as the LeBron James of high school football, to give you an idea. And I think Stacy Gage absolutely has an opportunity here to live up to those standards and become a true generational talent. When you watch him on the field, he's playing behind a stud running back, a top 12 in the nation running back that's committed to Penn State, and that's Catron Allen. But he still steps on the field and looks like the best running back in the game. It's just crazy. You watch him. He's out there hitting the circle button, spinning on guys. And I'm not talking about one spin. I'm talking about the perfectly placed spin right when a linebacker or a safety is about to put the hit on him. He spins so fast, he just leaves these guys grasping at air. And he won't just do it once. Another guy comes right behind trying to make the same tackle. He'll spin again. It's crazy the moves that this kid has. I love his hurdle, and I know where that comes from. My boy Mike Sellers from my high school is the running back coach at IMG Academy, and you know he's out there teaching him some of these moves. Mike Sellers was a hell of an athlete in his day, played fullback for the Washington football team, all pro, and he really did a lot of these things from that fullback position. Just showed us what it was like to have a true athlete and not just a big guy at that position out there, making blocks and making plays. Now, you might be wondering, who wants this kid already? How do you know he's so great? How is he potentially the LeBron James of high school football? Well, listen to this. These are the schools that have already offered him. Alabama, Arizona, Arizona State, Auburn, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, Liberty, Louisville, LSU, Maryland, Miami, Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, South Carolina, Southern Miss, Texas, Toledo, UCF, USC, USF, Utah, West Virginia, Western Kentucky, and Wyoming. And there's a whole lot more coming. I'm telling you, this kid is the real deal. Stacy Gage is nothing to mess with. You gotta pay attention when a kid steps on the field like this and just makes plays the way he does. He's special. Extremely special. I mean, he's going to get better at pass protection. That's always a thing when we're talking about young guys. But just the ability to go out there and shake guys up or power through guys or jump over guys or spin around guys, these little quick feet cuts. There's so many things he can do. And then he just has great speed to go along with all of that. So I think you have to pay attention. You got to put Stacy Gage on the map. And I'm telling you, because he's a generational talent, and yes, I'm saying that way early in the game, I really believe he has the mental makeup. You see a lot of his interviews already. You see how the players around him respond, things we talked about earlier in this episode. He has it. He has those intangibles. And Mike Sellers, my boy, Coach Mike Sellers, is out there teaching him the right values, the right work ethic. So I promise you, he is going to be more well-prepared than anybody. Playing for IMG Academy is essentially playing for a college. These guys are getting prepped to do things the right way. So pay attention. Stacy Gage, a generational talent, the LeBron James of high school football, and it's coming. Class of 2024 high school. Watch out. Here we go. Now, that is all I got for you this week on episode 38, but you know what time it is. It is time for the quote of the show, so I got you right here. It is going to be hard, but hard does not mean impossible. Let's keep it short and sweet. Everything you do that matters, that's worth it, will be tough. It will be hard, but you got to push through that. Because at the end, that's what makes it worth it. If it's easy, everybody's going to do it. So push through, Hard does not mean impossible. Big believer in that. And I hope you guys are too. But thank you again for checking me out. Episode 33. And again, we are getting close to our 1 year anniversary and really completing 1 year of Elite Seekers. A little over a month ago, but what a journey it has been. I appreciate you rocking with me. As always, that's all I got for you. Elite Seekers out.